Chapter 6. The Sandman's Revenge. I woke to a soft touch on my forehead. Opening my eyes, I saw my mother standing over me, her long hair spilling onto my face. I asked her, "Is he gone? Is the Sandman gone?" She said, "Shh, yes, he is gone. You are safe. Be still. You are safe." I looked around and realized that I was in bed. I looked up at my mother and struggled to push back the blanket. "But my hands, my feet," I said. "Your hands and feet are fine," she said, grabbing my hands and holding them tightly. She was right. My hands and feet were in the right places. I was fine. The Sandman did not appear after that. Not in my dreams, and not in my father's study. Cornelius did not come to dinner after that either. A year passed, and I started to believe that the Sandman never existed, that the events of that night were just a terrible dream. Then, one evening, we were in my father's study, listening to him tell stories. My father was smoking his pipe, and I was waiting for it to go out. My mother came in suddenly and interrupted. She told us it was time for bed. We were surprised, but we understood. We could hear slow, heavy footsteps coming up the back stairs. I went to bed as I was told to do and lay there awake and scared. There was silence. Then there were loud voices and a loud explosion. Then a door slammed, and there was silence again. I jumped out of my bed and ran to my father's study. I could see nothing. There was a cloud of gray, chemical-smelling smoke pouring out of the door. I coughed and coughed as I ran through the smoke to my father, who was on the floor. I turned him over and saw his face. It was burned black, and his mouth was twisted into an ugly grin. My father was dead.